From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The start of the 2014 hurricane season is just 2 weeks away, and officials continue to remind Floridians to prepare the same way no matter what the forecast. The consensus of many lead forecasters is for a below-average hurricane season this year due to what's expected to be a developing El Nino pattern in the eastern Pacific by late summer. That forecast has been a big topic of discussion during the governor's hurricane conference this week in central Florida. Brian Kuhn is the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
It's been a long time since Florida has had a landfalling hurricane, and that's great. However, the risk to Floridians has not changed. The fact is that Florida gets about 40% of all the hurricanes that hit the United States, and we're going to get hurricanes in the future. And so it's imperative that Floridians take hurricane season seriously and prepare accordingly.
Florida has not had a major hurricane since 2005's Hurricane Wilma. Well, some South Florida teenagers are in Los Angeles today to show off their research in the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. They're competing against about 1,700 students from all over the world for more than $4 million in awards and scholarships. Yenny Diegues is a sophomore at Miami Lakes Educational Center.
I've always really been attracted to engineering because it's kind of like the midpoint between art and science.
His project deals with wind farms and how they can be more efficient and practical. Chandler Precht is a senior from Miami Lakes. She attends Westminster Prep Christian School.
The purpose of my study was to investigate the effects of two commonly used insecticides for mosquito control in South Florida on a threatened species of coral.
Both students plan to continue their projects beyond the contest. The winners will be announced this afternoon. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.